Picture this. It is 1 in the morning after a completely packed Friday night service.
Oh man, literally the worst time.
Right. You are exhausted. Your staff is exhausted. You are sitting in the back office cashing out the registers. Now imagine grabbing a handful of crisp $20 bills from that stack and walking over to the dumpster out back and just tossing them in. Sounds insane.
It is a painful mental image,
Yeah.
but it is happening at, almost every single location across the country right now.
And it is happening because operators are throwing away hard-earned margin without even realizing it.
Exactly.
So let's stop the bleed. We are operating here at My Pay Advisor. I am your analyst co-host, sitting down with our senior payments advisor. And our goal today is to look directly at you, the U.S. merchant processing anywhere between $25,000 and $5 million a month. We need to talk about the hidden cash leaks in your business.
Specifically, we are focusing on point-of-sale tipping fees for the year 2026. Our mission for this deep dive is, well, it is straightforward. We're going to identify the exact hidden costs associated with processing gratuities, and we will outline a concrete, numbers-based action plan that you can use this week to fix your profit and loss statement.
To get us there, we are working through a stack of really specific sources. We have the 2026 operator guide, the official Visa rules, Federal Reserve payments data, and statistical reporting from the Nilson report.
We're sticking to hard numbers today.
Right, no fluff.
We need to anchor this conversation to your current financial reality. Because if we look at the macro data from the Nilson report, the total card fees paid by merchants have jumped 70% since 2019.
Wow, 70%.
Yeah, we are looking at $198 billion in 2025 alone.
That macro number is staggering, but let's bring it down to a local reality. Think about a typical restaurant doing $500,000 a month in volume with an 18% average tip rate. Based on the 2026 operator guide, that single location is paying roughly $28,000 a year in card fees on the tip portion alone.
Think about that for a second. That is $28,000 paid on money the restaurant does not even keep.
Right, that money belongs entirely to the wait staff.
But the merchant pays the processing markup on every single cent of it.
Which brings us right back to those $20 bills going into the trash.
Pretty much.
But, to fix a $28,000 leak, we first need to understand the underlying mechanics of what is actually happening at the table. When a guest pays for their meal, how does that transaction actually clear the network?
Yeah, so it comes down to a process called dual message flow. In the payments industry, we call it auth and capture.
Okay, auth and capture.
Right. When a guest hands over their card at the end of a meal, the point-of-sale terminal sends an initial authorization for the base amount of the food and drinks.
So just the base amount.
Exactly.
Hmm.
The issuing bank approves it and places a temporary hold on those specific funds.
Right. So the server brings the receipt back in that little black folder, the guest signs it, and they write in the tip. At that exact moment, the bank only knows about the steak and the wine.
Correct. The tip only exists on that piece of paper. So the server takes that receipt to a terminal and inputs the written tip into the system. Later, usually at the end of the night when a manager batches out, the terminal sends a second final settlement message. This is the capture.
Okay, the capture.
It captures the total amount, which is the base ticket, plus that new gratuity.
Here is where the data gets really interesting. Because the Federal Reserve notes that card present restaurant tickets average between $36 and $42,
Right.
and tips add an extra 17 to 22% on top of that base, which obviously varies by region and service style.
And this exposes the critical flaw for the merchant. Because Visa and MasterCard calculate their interchange fees on that final captured total.
They include the tip.
They include the tip. They offer zero discount and zero carve-out for the gratuity portion.
So, if I have a $50 meal with a $10 tip, the network processes that as a $60 transaction.
Yeah.
Every single dollar of the tip clears the network at the exact same rate as a dollar of food revenue.
Exactly. And this exposes a massive expensive problem with flat-rate point-of-sale platforms.
Right, systems like Square, Clover Flex, or Toast Standard.
Yeah, they charge a flat percentage, maybe 2.6% plus 10 cents a swipe. because they charge on the captured total, you, the merchant, pay that identical flat markup on the tip.
That is completely wild to me. I mean, it is like paying a shipping freight cost based on the weight of the box.
And you're finding out they weigh the delivery driver too.
Exactly. You are paying a premium for something that has nothing to do with your actual product. But hold on.
Yeah.
If Square and Toast are charging these flat rates that bleed margins, why is every new coffee shop and restaurant using them? Are operators just not reading their statements?
It is the illusion of simplicity. I mean, flat rates look really clean on a monthly statement. You do not have to look at complex interchange tables or worry about different card types.
Right. It is just one simple number.
But that simplicity comes at a massive premium.
Mm.
The processor eats the varied costs of different credit cards and just pockets the difference. When your tips make up nearly 20% of your gross volume, you are paying a huge convenience fee to the processor just to have an easy-to-read bill.
So if flat rates are secretly taxing the tip pool, how much is this actually costing a standard mid-sized restaurant?
Let's walk through a hard profit and loss example from our sources to prove exactly how much cash is left on the table. We have a 90-seat restaurant in Austin, Texas.
Let's break down the numbers for this Austin location. They do $480,000 in monthly volume, right?
Correct. Their pre-tip average ticket is $40, and their average tip rate is 19%.
Okay, let me do the math on that. 19% on $480,000. That means over $90,000 a month is just gratuity.
$91,200, to be exact.
And you are telling me they pay a markup on that entire amount?
Every single month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add that back to their base revenue, their total captured volume is $571,200.
Okay.
Now, let's look at what happens under a standard flat rate plan. If they are paying 2.49% plus 15 cents per transaction, their total monthly bill hits $16,022.
Wow. And over a year, the tip portion alone is costing them $27,253. That is an entire salary for a part-time employee just vanishing. How do they fix it?
The solution is moving away from flat rates and adopting an Interchange Plus pricing model.
Interchange Plus.
Right. Under this structure, the processor passes the wholesale network cost directly to the merchant, and then they add a small fixed markup.
Let me make sure I understand this. Think of flat rate pricing like buying an all-inclusive buffet ticket. You pay one high price, whether you eat a small salad or three steaks. And Interchange Plus is like paying a small cover charge at the door, but then you only pay for exactly the wholesale cost of the food you ordered.
That is a perfect way to look at it. So let's assume a blended interchange rate of 1.75% for this restaurant's specific mix of cards. If we secure a processor markup of 0.25%, the new effective rate drops to a flat 2.00%.
Okay. Let's run those numbers. By dropping to 2%, the total annual savings hit $26,376.
Yep.
And the savings on the tip portion alone account for $4,469 of that total.
That is real cash flow dropping straight to the bottom line simply by changing the mathematical structure of the agreement.
But wait, I have to push back here.
Oh.
Ripping out a point of sale system just to change rate structures sounds like a total nightmare. You are talking about retraining staff, losing historical data, installing new hardware in the middle of a busy season. Is that not way too disruptive for an operator?
That is a very common misconception. What is fascinating here is that merchants do not need to switch vendors to fix this.
Really?
You do not need new hardware. You just need to request a custom Interchange Plus tier from your current processor.
So the platform they are already using, the one sitting on their counter right now, has this option built in?
Yes, they all do. But sales reps deliberately do not offer it up front because flat rates are far more profitable for the processor.
Right.
You have to force the conversation. You have to call them and demand the custom tier.
Okay, so let's say I make the call. I secure the Interchange Plus pricing. I am golden, right? Margin leak solved.
Not quite. Securing Interchange Plus pricing is step one.
Of course it is.
But our sources highlight that hidden technical settings in the point of sale itself can still trigger massive network penalties.
This brings us to the specific compliance programs run by the card networks. We are looking at the Visa CPS restaurant program and the MasterCard convenience purchase program. These govern exactly how restaurant transactions must be handled to qualify for the best wholesale rates. And the biggest trap here is something called the tip tolerance rule. Walk me through this.
The rule dictates that if the final tip exceeds 20% of the original authorization, the transaction drops out of the preferred program.
It downgrades.
Yes, it downgrades to a non-qualified or standard rate. This downgrade adds an automatic penalty of 0.50% to the cost of that specific transaction.
Wait, let me get this straight. If a guest receives phenomenal service from a waiter and decides to tip 25%, the merchant gets penalized by the card network.
Yep.
That seems backwards. Why would Visa care if the tip is large?
It is a fraud prevention measure built into the network logic. From the bank's perspective, a massive tip variance looks suspicious.
Oh, I see.
It looks like someone scribbled an extra zero on the receipt to steal money. The network wants to ensure the cardholder has enough credit to cover the final amount, so they flag it.
And the merchant pays the price for that risk management.
Exactly.
That is incredibly frustrating.
And it gets worse. Tip tolerance is just one trigger. Late batches cause the exact same issue.
Late batches?
Yeah, Visa requires the capture to happen within 24 to 72 hours of the initial authorization.
So if a manager does manual batching or, you know, simply forgets to close out the system after an exhausting Friday night shift, the transactions fall outside that window.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the result is the exact same 0.3% downgrade penalty across the entire batch.
Oh, man.
Let's look at a $500,000 a month restaurant. If they lose just 8% of their volume to late batches, that is $2,400 a year in completely avoidable fees.
That is maddening. It is literally like getting an automated parking ticket in the mail just for staying 5 minutes past your meter. The system just quietly flags you and charges you.
Pretty much.
So what is the exact technical fix for an operator listening right now who wants to stop these penalties?
You need to log into your point of sale backend and make two simple changes today.
Okay.
First, enable incremental authorizations at tip entry. This forces the system to check with the bank and authorize the extra amount in real time when the server types in a large tip. That keeps the transaction compliant with the tolerance rule.
Got it. And the second change?
Second, switch the point of sale to auto close at the end of the business day. Take human error completely out of the equation.
That is a perfect, actionable fix. But beyond these network downgrades, the sources show operators are losing margin in two other subtle ways. We need to talk about default debit routing and sneaky software subscriptions buried deep in the system.
Right.
Let's start with debit routing.
When a customer pays with a debit card, it can run as a PI transaction or a signature transaction. PI and debit is single message. It clears in real time, drawing funds immediately from the checking account.
But because it clears instantly, it often blocks any subsequent tip adjustment.
Exactly. The bank considers the sale completely finalized the moment the guest types their PI into the keypad. So a server cannot go back to the terminal 10 minutes later and type in a tip from the receipt.
So to solve this, to allow servers to add tips later, point-of-sale systems force signature debit routing by default.
Right. Signature debit functions as a dual-message transaction, just like a standard credit card.
Yeah.
But this convenience comes at a hard cost.
Yeah. The sources show that signature debit interchange rates are noticeably higher than PI and debit rates. This forced routing costs the merchant an extra 0.0 to 0.20% on every debit swipe.
For a debit-heavy restaurant that quietly drains $300 to $600 a month, it's a hidden tax on convenience. You are paying a premium just so your staff does not have to hand a keypad to the customer at the table.
Wow.
And the second issue we found in the sources is even further disconnected from the card networks. We are talking about hidden point of sale tip distribution fees.
The tip out fees. This part of the operator guide really stood out to me.
It is crazy.
Point of sale platforms often charge $1 to $3 per employee per pay period just to distribute the tips through their software.
Let's do the math on that. If you have a 30-employee restaurant running 26 pay periods a year, that is up to $2,340 a year in software fees.
Disguised as a labor cost.
Exactly. It has zero connection to card processing logic or bank interchange fees. It is purely a software company taking a cut of your payroll process.
But here is the critical flaw for the business owner. How is an operator supposed to catch a per-employee tip-out fee if it never shows up on a standard monthly processor statement? I mean, it is not part of the merchant discount rate.
You are right. It will never be on the processor statement. These fees are billed entirely separately through software subscriptions.
So you have to do a separate audit.
You do. To catch this, the merchant requires an audit of their software billing. You have to read the line items on your software invoice, not just your processing statement. You have to ask yourself what you're actually paying your software vendor to do.
Okay, We have covered a lot of ground today. We went from flat rate traps to downgrade penalties to hidden software fees. Now we want to give you, the listener, your mandate for the week.
The operator playbook.
Right. What should an operator do right now to stop this margin bleed?
We have summarized the specific actions you must take this week into four clear steps. Step one is about getting a clear picture of your true costs. Dig up your last 3 months of processing statements. Do not look at the marketing materials.
Look at the math.
Look at the math. Calculate your true effective rate by dividing your total fees by your total volume and make sure to include the tips in that total volume number.
Okay. Second, get on the phone with your processor and ask them for one specific thing. Ask for a downgrade report.
This is huge.
You need to identify the specific transactions that are failing the Visa CPS restaurant 20% tip tolerance. Find out exactly how much volume is dropping to non-qualified tiers so you know the size of the problem.
Third, log into your point of sale system today and verify your auto-close settings. You must ensure your batches are settling within 24 hours. Stop relying on a tired manager to press a button at 2 in the morning.
Right.
Let the software do it to avoid those late capture penalties.
And finally, step four, secure 3 interchange plus quotes from competing processors that integrate with your current hardware. You must specify that you want a 0.20 to 0.30% markup. Make them compete for your business.
And to give you some final market context on why you should feel confident demanding those rates, we can look at recent Nielsen report data. Acquirer revenue compression has driven restaurant processing rates down by 0.10 to 0.20% per year since 2022.
So the market is getting cheaper.
The market is getting cheaper for merchants. If your contract has not improved in the last few years, you are overpaying. It is time to renegotiate. You have the market data on your side.
As we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. We just spent the last 15 minutes exploring how card networks legally treat gratuity dollars exactly like food revenue for interchange purposes.
They do not differentiate between the cost of a steak and the cash meant for the server. To the network, a dollar is a dollar, and they take their cut of both.
So how long will it be before restaurant associations or lawmakers intervene? Will we see a push to physically separate tip clearing from base revenue processing to protect employee wages from network fees?
It raises a massive question about the future of service industry compensation and payment regulation. We are talking about billions of dollars moving through the economy, and right now, operators are bearing the entire financial burden of moving that money to their staff.
Something has to give. But until then, do not be the operator closing out a busy Friday night only to throw a handful of $20 bills straight into the trash. Protect your margin, run the audit, and demand better pricing.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.